From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the eastern city Lahore. At least 72, including some 30 children, were killed. 300 others wounded in the blast at a crowded park.
Mr. Sharif said he would avenge every drop of blood of our martyred people. He visited Lahore, chaired a security meeting, and visited hospitals where victims are being treated. A military spokesman says security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads, arresting a number of suspect terrorists and facilitators. The UN says it received allegations of two new cases of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the latest cases raise the number of reported allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in CAR this year to 25. The first involves a member of a Burundian contingent.
The allegations are in connection with the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl, which was first reported to the mission by UNICEF last week. In addition, there is also another new allegation of possible sexual exploitation implicating an yet unidentified member of the Moroccan military contingent. According to the information received by the mission, the unidentified peacekeeper engaged in an exploitative sexual relationship with a local adult woman in February of this year.
The UN has faced months of attention over allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers, mostly in CAR and Democratic Republic of Congo. The 69 alleged abuse cases reported last year, more than half were in those two countries alone. This is VOA News. A man reportedly is the main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attack has been released because of a lack of evidence. Authorities said they had no justification to hold him. He's identified only as Faikal C. Reports suggested he may have been the third individual seen in an airport security video alongside two other men who blew themselves up. The attacks, which took place at a subway stop and at the airport, killed 35 and wounded some 300 others. Cuba's aging former president Fidel Castro has written to state-run media that his opposition to closer ties with the U.S. in the wake of President Obama's historic visit to the communist-run island nation last week. In the article, he is quoted as saying, "We don't need the empire to give us presents." White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked Monday to respond.
The fact that the former president felt compelled to respond so forcefully to the president's visit, I think, is an indication of the significant impact of President Obama's visit to Cuba.
The U.S. and Cuba reestablished diplomatic relations last July. The U.S. Monday welcomed the recapture of the ancient city Palmyra by Syrian-led forces Sunday, but insisted President Bashar al-Assad is not the face of Syria's future. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do think it's a good thing that Daesh no longer controls it. That said, we're also mindful, of course, that the best hope for Syria and the Syrian people is not an expansion of Bashar al-Assad's ability to tyrannize the Syrian people.
Kirby said we can't forget from what the IS group did during its 10-month occupation of Palmyra, destroying a part of human history, beheading a renowned archaeologist. Fighting reportedly continues for control of territory around that city. President Obama is to hold talks this week with his counterparts from China, Japan, and South Korea to discuss North Korea's nuclear program. Mr. Obama will huddle with leaders of the three countries on the sidelines of a global nuclear summit in Washington. Pyongyang insists it has made progress in its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs despite new, stronger international sanctions. Seven suspected Somali pirates are set to go on trial in France Tuesday in connection with the 2011 hijacking of a French yacht in the Gulf of Aden. The defendants are accused of killing the lone male aboard the catamaran, kidnapping his wife who survived the ordeal and was rescued. Uncertainty persists whether a girl taken into custody in Cameroon is one of the missing schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram from the village of Chibok in northern Nigeria's Borno State nearly 2 years ago. The would-be suicide bomber was caught carrying explosives in Lamani in northern Cameroon Friday. Parents from Chibok were sent to Cameroon to try to confirm the identity of the girl, but she is being given medical treatment. Photos of her have been sent to a non-governmental organization to pass along to the parents. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.